Welcome back.
Hi guys. It's been a while.
Long time no speak. It's been a long time.
Yeah, probably about a month.
Yeah, I would say a month. Yeah. How funny, just off topic, that our break was the exact same time as Call Her Daddy Alex Cooper's break. I mean, I don't want to say that that's manifesting anything, but...
I think it is. I think
it may have been the universe saying something.
These coming episodes, they're going to put us on the map.
We're already on the map. Let's be honest. Yeah, welcome back. This is officially season two. Who would have thought that we got here?
Yeah. We initially thought like, oh, we'll do like one season, which will be like 9 or 10 episodes and then see how it goes. But you just can't get rid of us. But we thought we'd kick season two off with a bang, seeing as we did leave everyone on a bit of a cliffhanger.
Yeah, our break was a little bit unintentional, but unexpected. Unfortunately, one of us does take life seriously and goes to university and does have to actually like work and do something, and the other one is just living at home. I'm not going to say who's who, but yeah. So one of us was just busy and it worked out better for us to give us a bit of time break.
But also, to be fair, the amount of effort it took to get these two boys in,
in
the same place at the same time.
I just want to say, I know we always talk about him, but our good Jay, he knew he was punctual.
Yes.
He didn't mess around. He's just perfect, okay?
Yeah.
These two guests,
they effed us around.
What's he saying? They couldn't get a piss. What is that?
What is
they
it?
Couldn't organize a piss up in a brewery? Is that a saying?
I think so.
Well, that's what it was. I don't know if that's right. These two boys are just...
They're fuck boys. I will say, like, it took some threats. There were fights and there was a lot of tension leading up to this episode.
Yeah.
Or these next couple episodes. Yes.
If you don't know by now, our guests are our boyfriends.
Yes.
We speak about them all the time and some people don't believe us, so we thought we'd bring them on.
Yeah.
Absolutely interrogate them shirtless.
Yes. And
see if they crack. So we have decided to break this up into
three little episodes.
So the first episode will be with, should I name him?
Yeah.
Drum
for
roll.
The first time ever. Max's boyfriend.
Chris.
Oh my Shock word, as if half of you didn't already know.
The second episode will be with Kate's boyfriend.
Drum roll. Brandon, otherwise known as Brands.
Shock, horror, disbelief. And then our third episode will be with all four of us. The foursome. Ooh. We also hope that you guys really value the fact that we got them here. Because like Kate said, it took some blood, sweat, and scratches and crying and tears.
Actual threats. You will be here on Saturday evening.
A few lawsuits. But, you know, it's okay.
Yeah.
They made for a good episode. And another big thank you to them for taking the time. Well, I'm not thanking you because...
I was going to say, when your boyfriend tells you he can't come on your podcast because he's got too much work and ends up going surfing for 3 hours that day.
It is not an excuse.
Yeah.
We have an issue.
But nonetheless, thank you. We are very grateful that you care about us enough to come on our podcast and potentially embarrass yourself.
Yes.
So, yeah.
So we hope that you guys enjoy the episode. Let's just jump straight in.
Okay, so we're just going to hop straight into the questions for Max and Chris. Are you guys nervous?
A little bit.
Incredibly.
No, you should be.
Just joking.
Okay, to kick it off on a very soft, gentle note. When...
Are we easing into it?
We're easing into it. Starting off slow. When and where was your first kiss, and did any of you plan it?
No, I'm going to take this one. It was the 21st of April, 2015. We were rehearsing for our high school fashion show. Max was in the bikini scene, and I just... Yeah,
very important detail crucial.
She was very nervous for the rehearsal, because obviously she was wearing a bikini in front of the whole school, and I... decided to give her a kiss to calm her nerves.
Did it work, Max?
No. It made me way more nervous.
Yeah, no, I was incredibly cringe about how I went about it, looking back at it, but
that was. But it worked. We're here today.
Still here today.
It must have been the best kiss Max ever had.
Yeah, 100%. Exactly.
I remember her telling me that afterwards.
Yeah, definitely. Gosh. I texted you.
Yeah.
Even though we weren't speaking.
Yo, when Max and Chris had their first kiss, Max and I were in a feud.
We still are, actually.
Yes, that's why we...
That's why we had such a big break.
They've been fake friends for about, 6 years now?
Yeah, but we've also been fighting for the last, 4 weeks, which is why we'll have to explain it. Well, we would have explained it in our other episode.
In the next episode, so tune in. Do you remember your first date?
We actually spoke about this other day, funny enough. I don't think we really had a first date because our families knew each other, so we were family friends from grade two. I don't know how old we were then.
I think you're younger.
Seven or eight.
So our families knew each other, so when we first started dating, we spent a lot of time with each other's families, and we went for dinner with each other's families, so we actually didn't go on a proper date probably until 2 months down the line. Just the two of us for dinner.
We haven't really been able to narrow down where it was. We have some strong theories.
We think it was probably sushi.
Yeah, we think it was sushi.
Yeah.
But we don't have a set thing, unfortunately. It's very unromantic. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Actually, Chris took me, notebook edition. We were just...
Oh, yeah. The ducks and...
Yeah, there were swans. Yeah,
paddling.
Yeah, it was that. And then he wrote me a poem, which he can...
Show. Okay, yeah. 3, 2, 1.
Let's go.
Go.
Funny enough, I actually just didn't memorize it, unfortunately.
How rude.
Maxine, thou art the love of my life.
Thank you.
Sorry, Shakespeare. Okay, not to be sexist, but I'm just assuming that Chris was the one that made it official.
Absolutely not.
I mean, I was. I did ask you out, but I think I was the first person to say I love you too.
Yeah.
And when you asked her out, did you see it lasting six... You've just had your 6 year anniversary.
Yeah.
Wow.
What's that, 2 weeks ago? To be honest, we spoke about this the other day as well. No.
Yeah.
I mean, we maybe saw it lasting a few months, but back then, youngsters, young and dumb, we were just no, it's just going to be a fling.
I feel that's also something you don't necessarily think about, when you're in grade 10. You don't think about that. And also, I feel there's a stigma towards relationships in school or high school relationships. I don't think people necessarily think that they work out.
Yeah, unless you know someone's parents
but a lot of people say if you're in a relationship at school it's not gonna work out when you go to varsity.
I think it's a stat 96% of high school relationships don't last or something. So everyone keeps on saying you shouldn't be dating someone from school through university. I mean, still here after university, going strong.
You've already answered this. Who said I love you first? Was it awkward that you were the first one? Did she say it back?
Give us the tea. I mean, it's a bit of a weird one because she was actually in hospital on morphine at the time. I don't think she remembers it, but I was a bit upset seeing her in hospitals after her accident.
And yeah.
I came and visited her with her family, and then leaving, I was a bit teary, and everyone was getting upset, and I was like,
I unfortunately don't remember it.
Yeah, sounds she was drugged up. She did say it
Grey's
back.
Anatomy.
I do remember though, my dad was just really weary of Chris. He obviously knew who Chris was, but he kept on commenting after the fact. He was that Chris guy, he spent a lot of time in hospital. Other friends were there too, but he spent a lot of time. Why is he there? I was he's just a friend, Dad.
Yeah, even the first time you came around to my house, he kept on quizzing questions saying so who else was at his house, Max?
Yeah, and I was no, it was just us. And he was just you two.
Yeah, he's quite uncomfortable that Max was alone coming around to.
Shame.
He still is to this day.
Only daughter. He didn't want to think that you could potentially like boys.
No.
Or hold hands. Have you guys ever broken up or gone on a break?
No.
No. Funny enough, we were supposed to be on a break now.
Yeah, actually.
We were actually meant to start a break. The start of this year.
Yeah. I think it was we've been together for so long and through such crucial parts of growing up.
Yeah.
We kind of both had the thought Would we be the same person without the other's influence? And should we have some time alone just to kind of like grow as individuals and stuff like
yeah.
that?
Yeah, I think also especially lockdown, like anyone who went through lockdown in a relationship will know that it was pretty intense, especially like for our sake, like we spent a lot of lockdown time together pretty much. So we spent like a lot of time together. And I think that like does make you question a lot of things.
Yeah.
So we did say, but the problem is, and we always have this issue, it's like my birthday is the end of the year, and then Chris was with me on my birthday, and then we went away with his family straight afterwards, yeah. So then we just carried on, and then it was Valentine's Day, and then it was
this.
But and then so it was our anniversary.
You just wanted a break just to get some space, like not because anything was going wrong.
We wanted time apart.
We both share the opinion that like, If your relationship, we can't really speak for all relationships, but like
yeah.
in most of the instances we've seen, breaks don't really work. Like if a couple goes on a break, they generally end up breaking up.
It complicates things, I think, because no one ever follows the rules.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think that's like the main thing with breaks is when you go on a break, one party thinks it's like a certain thing and then the other party.
You have to have complete transparency and like
rock
solid
rules. Well,
you
have to have set rules.
Yeah. If it's basically like you're not telling anyone that you are breaking up, but you're gonna act like a free person, for lack of a better word, you know, then so be it. But if you have certain rules, you have to stick to them, otherwise it won't work, obviously.
But we didn't want to, we actually said we didn't want to call it a break. We said we want to just like, I think we
capped just
it
said
like
that
a
we
month.
Weren't gonna speak pretty much, just not see each other
just
and speak.
Have some time
literally
apart.
Just, I think we said it was gonna be like, we didn't actually cap the time, to be honest. We said, just
well, we did do
until
it.
We kind of
we did it for 5 days.
Yeah. And I mean,
and we were like, hello, hi.
Typically whenever Max and I like go for a few days without seeing each other, like Max misses me from the second I leave her house.
Oh,
I'm
sure.
I'm fine. And then so generally it starts like Max is like missing me a hell of a lot and I'm not really like going crazy. And then hers starts to dip as time goes by, and then I start to miss her more.
Oh, okay.
So by day
I, like,
five,
get into
I was
my
missing
own
her,
groove.
And then by day five, she was like, I could actually do this. Like, I'm happy, like, not seeing Chris and all
this.
Like,
yeah, because you get into your own routine.
Yeah.
Yes,
like,
I
Max
agree.
Max is a big sucker for routine.
You know what I mean?
She
like,
loves
routine. Yeah, and then it's weird seeing each other again, because you're like, oh my gosh, go away. Like, I'm about to, like, journal and do my meditation. I don't want to make you coffee in bed.
Like, when Chris was there the first, like, few days, I remember I made you do the stretches in bed. And he was like, what are you doing? I was like, these are my nighttime stretches. You either do them or you don't sleep in my bed.
Yeah. You didn't see each other for about a month in hard lockdown.
Yeah.
In like, what was it, level 5?
Brands and I did the same.
The beginning.
Yeah, so about a month. And then the first time we saw each other, like, we both had such weird routines. Like,
had really
Max was like doing like stretching, meditation, and like journaling before bed. And I was just like, I wasn't doing the stretching.
No. You were doing the morning.
I was reading. I woke
stretch.
Up religiously and stretched every morning.
Oh, okay.
And then I'd maybe go for a run or do like a whole like hour and a half exercise or something. And then in the evenings I would read. So like, we tried to fit into each other's routines. Didn't work. And then we
made our own routines together.
Yeah. Like, honestly, I think that, because you know, like, not even that long ago, like early 20th century, people would have a separate room for their husband. Well, very wealthy people would have separate rooms for the husband and wife, and if they were in a loving relationship they would sleep together. But like, there's kind of a method to that madness, honestly. Like, I don't think it's the worst idea just to have your own just have your own space. Like, sometimes we're all humans, like it doesn't mean that you have a bad relationship, it just means you need a little bit of time like to yourself.
I mean, I know my aunt and uncle do that, like they've got separate rooms and some of their houses, and they also have separate bathrooms.
Yeah,
and Chris and I do that.
Yeah,
and I really think that was like a game changer in our relationship. We do have separate bathrooms when he's at
well me. We're very fortunate too. I mean, Max is still at home too. Max is with her parents too, and at hers, in her, she's got like an ensuite, which is like a relatively small bathroom, which she calls my bathroom.
Yeah,
because
I
have a big mirror and all that.
I need a bigger one.
Yeah,
so Max has got this lovely like other bathroom she goes to, and then I've got the small one.
But
I mean, I'm not really fazed by that.
Works really well having a separate bathroom.
Yeah, I mean, we both
Max
can like do her makeup, brush her teeth by herself, etc. We've got space to do whatever, and like, it's you're just not stepping on each other's toes, I guess.
But I do agree with the bed thing. We've had one or two nights. I have a spare room, and it's been one or two times where we've like been trying to go to sleep, and then one person's like struggling to go to sleep. It's normally me. Like, I have, like, at night sometimes my legs, it sounds really weird, but my legs will get, like, really sore.
It's so weird. Her legs get, like, cramped. It's not to do with, like, I don't know, like, physical exhaustion. No, like, no, you've walked, like, 20 Ks in a day. It's just, like, a weird
No, I'm definitely not doing that. It's just, like, tired. And then I'll struggle to go to sleep. So once or twice, I've, like, gone to the spare room. Every time you've done it, we'll, like, go back to each other in the morning. We're both, like, that was the best sleep ever.
Well, I mean, my dad, he is like borderline insomniac. Like, if he wakes up in the night, he really struggles to go to bed again, and he has to read. So he also, like, he will wake up, go to the spare room. If my sister and I aren't staying at home, he often actually sleeps in my bed just because it's closer to my mom's room. And he sleeps in, like, a different bed most nights for half the night. But it doesn't mean they don't love each other. It's literally just for convenience.
Everyone often makes, like, kind of, I don't know, judgments on people's relationships from the exterior, but you have absolutely no idea what's going on behind closed doors.
Exactly.
Like, if the fact that two people aren't sleeping in the same bed means fuck all, really, whether they love each other or not.
Well, it's also, like, the fact that when people post things on Instagram together, that also means, like, fuck all.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you can post a really happy photo with your boyfriend and be, like, hating him.
Yeah, I mean, I'm pretty sure we've posted something where we look happy as Larry, and meanwhile, I pissed Max off during the day.
Yeah.
I'm 100% sure.
Yeah. I still get that, like, now, if people are like, you don't post, Chris, like, are you guys, like, not happy?
Max has been asked by one or two of, like, old friends, like, so, are you and Crystal together?
Oh, really?
Well, I mean, I don't really fit into her aesthetic. I'm like a clunky boy's boy, you know? I don't really go, like, fit into, like, a really beautiful...
Your fishing pictures just don't...
I'm like, wear, like, a shitty t-shirt and, like, I don't have, like, colour... What's it? What do you call it?
Colour coordination.
That's it, colour coordination. Yeah, well, my colour coordination is shocking. Actually, I'll be, like, wearing four different colours and I'll look shocking.
To use an example, we went hiking this morning. I was wearing an all black ensemble. Featuring black shoes, really classy. Christopher over here was wearing his blue and orange trainers, green pants.
They're bright. The trainers
bright,
are bright.
Like bright, like horrific.
Brands is also vomit green trainers.
Shorts.
Vomit green.
A blue top.
And then I had, like, a grey backpack
a
on.
A grey,
as well.
Yeah.
It's like, I mean, it's like my, like, trail running backpack, yeah.
Horrific. And then a black hat.
Like, honestly, you just described an outfit that Brandon would wear as well. He's also got orange trainers. He's got green, khaki green shorts, and he'll put on any old navy blue, like, top with any hat. It doesn't matter if you're on the mountain.
And then he looks at me and he's like, babe, like, take a photo of me. I'm like, absolutely not. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
But you see, then I would put that on my Instagram, but there's no chance that would ever go on Max's. So I don't take personal offense that I'm not on Max's Instagram, because if you take a look at Instagram, there's a damn good reason, because that Instagram's amazing.
But I think, like, the essence of what we were saying is that, and I'm a strong believer in this, is for relationships to last long term, I really think that practicality and companionship is so much more important than
100%.
Like, gooey, you know, like, and definitely sexual attraction, all of that sort of stuff.
Definitely.
Okay, that being said, we can move on to some more light-hearted, I was about to say light-hearted questions. Who do you think wears the pants in the relationship?
In our relationship, Max definitely does. She makes way better decisions than I do, and she's right about 99% of things. She'll say 100% of things.
100% of things.
Careful, her head is increasing.
I'm not ashamed to say that she makes way better decisions than I do in most things.
I mean, I would definitely agree. I do think...
She won't dispute that, don't worry.
No, I do think I wear the pants. I feel like for the beginning, like, a few years... Chris was, like, in denial. I think
I refuse to admit that Max made this decision. I mean, most relationships, it's actually, like...
It is. Yeah, well, most...
most guys just are ashamed
to admit it. Like,
heterosexual. Heterosexual relationships.
The girl really decides behind the scenes, and the guy just makes it look like it's him. I think that's most cases, but, yeah, guys just don't really want to swallow their pride at the end of the day.
Well, I think that's, like, a very... That's a topic for another day.
Yeah. I think for us it works also because Chris is so like laid back and chilled, and I'm a little bit more like what's the word, uptight.
You've got a strict small carrot up your ass.
you're like a
it's my way or the highway, OCD, pretty much.
You're like an obsessive compulsor, really. You
just just keep coming at me.
So nonchalant.
And you're a control freak.
Is there anything else?
you just like to have a plan. You like to be in control of stuff.
Okay,
and
keep going.
The world could be falling
and
like
you
apart.
Steal the blanket at night and I don't complain. Honestly.
Excuse me? I'll put a flipping photo on your Instagram that proves otherwise.
Okay, so next question. Where was your first trip together?
Probably Platt. Hey?
Definitely.
I think towards the end of our first year together we went to Platt. I think it was like October, September.
Yeah, and then our first like international trip was in the end of matric. When we went to the UK together.
Oh, did you go to the UK before you went to Greece?
Mm.
Yeah.
Greece was, I think, second year?
Yeah. No, first year.
First year.
Yeah, okay. So the end of matric for... Like, when we actually got our matric results.
Oh, yes, I remember.
Right, we flew on New Year's. Yeah, we flew on New Year's.
Yeah, we went to stay with the family in the UK.
Yeah.
The night we got our results, Max's aunt actually treated us to go and see, like, some like a theatre and stuff like that.
We went to
Greece and went for dinner. It was really cool.
I was really impressed with Chris sitting through the Nutcracker. Was the Nutcracker, was it?
Yeah.
I love the Nutcracker.
Those guys are absolutely shredded.
Was it the ballet?
The ballet.
We went to watch the ballet.
Where? In London?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know the name of the theatre, sorry, but those guys in that ballet are some of the most ripped individuals I've ever seen in my entire life.
They were packing, okay?
They were packing...
They were packing some serious heat. Yeah. Let's just leave it at
that. I was definitely smuggling a salami from the...
But I actually do think, not in international, but even if you can travel like locally, or like, I do think traveling with a significant other is also really important.
Max is the type that will fall asleep and drool on your shoulder.
Max is also the type that packs Chris's suitcase.
Yeah, so I've packed Brandon's suitcase for trips I wasn't invited on.
I'm pretty sure you've done the same.
I've done the same for all the SA water polo things. No, I pack the suitcases for all the time.
This year he... No, but like to be fair, I wouldn't have expected an invite, but he went to his friend's game lodge and
I thought that looked amazing, by the way.
Yeah, it looked really cool. But I packed his bag. I packed his bag. I planned his plain outfit also so that he didn't wear
green shorts. This is to come to the defense of the guys. Girls, I mean, in general... are a hell of a lot better at organizational skills and like making things neat. Let's be realistic. Your cupboards will be a lot like more structured than guys, because most guys aren't really bothered by that stuff.
Mm.
So that's why we can't really pack a suitcase that well.
I think though it depends on the goal.
You can't pack it at all.
Throwing things into a bag is packing.
So I'm just going to remind you that we only have like a certain amount of time before I ask this one. But do you have any pet peeves about
me? Plenty. No, I'm joking.
Joking.
I mean, we've ironed out most of them in the 6 years of dating, but Max has not learned from my key one.
Can I tell you what your key one is?
Are you going to name mine?
Yeah, I'm going to name it.
About you.
She just did it. She interrupted me. I get... it's one thing, I mean, in the kind of household I grew up in, interrupting is very rude. And in Max's, it's... Like
it's how you get your point across.
She just interrupted me again.
It's how you get your point across.
At the dinner table at Max's place, I basically didn't speak for about 3 weeks.
No, it was like a year, because you just sat there waiting for a pause. Because
they speak so fast and they just interrupt each other the entire dinner.
Because that's how you talk. You just go. Like when you think of something, you just say it.
Like if someone's speaking, you just let them speak. That's like manners.
Chris's household is like a talking stick kind of scenario. Like you have to like wait until it's passed down. Like. All the way, and then you can. By the time it gets to that, you've forgotten what you want to say.
Yeah.
Like
no.
You just,
oh, that's
yeah,
the
exactly.
worst.
So
all the topics change.
Yes.
You've got to butt in.
We just go.
No, it's just something that makes me so angry, just being interrupted all the time. But yeah, that's one of my pet peeves.
That's my
kind of key one.
We'll make it only one pet peeve per person.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean,
so Max,
really
it's your turn. The talking stick. Here you go.
My pet peeve would probably be Chris's lack of an ability to multitask.
He's terrible.
Not the best at that. Are you interrupting me?
I'm interrupting.
I'm quite good. I'm talking.
Have the talking stick.
I'm quite good. Like, I spend a lot of time on my phone, but if I'm on my phone and Chris says something, I'm able to like hold a conversation whilst like doing something. Mm-hmm. But he, like when he's at his computer or on his phone or even just staring out the window, like once he's focused on something, I've lost him.
I like to call it an ornate ability to just focus so intently.
I like to call it a lack of multitasking.
So, I mean, yesterday, for instance, Max drove me. She came and fetched me from work very kindly. And
I showed Chris a restaurant and I said, yeah, this is the restaurant that I was thinking, because we were thinking of going to this restaurant. I said, "This, yeah, I know you're laughing because it's so bad. I said, this is the restaurant. It's on Kloof Street. He then looks at something. He turns back to me and says, oh, nice. Where is it?
I wasn't focusing. I said, I said, what was it called?
And she like, and I said, I just told you where it is. So yeah. That's probably one of my biggest pet peeves.
I'm ADD, so if I'm focusing on something, I focus really intensely, but I can just completely zone out. Yeah. My mind will be lost.
Yeah.
And
I think it's just a male thing. My dad can't multitask. Brandon can't multitask. Like
my dad also. Yeah. And my issue is also, I'm like at 100 miles per hour, like talking and just like in general, that I like hate to have to repeat myself. Like you need to just get onto my train and I just like go. And then having to repeat myself is like, got to come all the way back for Christopher. Yeah.
Mm.
She often has to.
Okay, so the next one is, what is each other's coffee orders?
Easy.
I'm going to go first because I'm going to go first.
As usual, go for it.
Chris's is an Americano.
Yeah, black Americano.
Black, straight, no milk, hot.
No sugar,
nothing, yeah. Just plain.
And, I mean, at home, Max will make herself like a mocha, which is like some, basically coffee with a little bit of hot chocolate powder, some oat milk. And if we're out or at my place, she has a oat milk flat white.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, good.
Which is not just, which is just
frappuccino with two pumps of white mocha.
That's my brother.
That's
cold foam.
Max's brother was really like
that. Is
he
my
would
brother.
Like he would drive for like 20 minutes to find a mug and bean for
he
like
used
some
to
like
go and he's get a white no it wasn't it was something. A white hot chocolate, which already is like extreme. A white hot chocolate with two pumps of vanilla and two pumps of caramel or like hazelnut.
In South Africa, is he doing this?
Yes.
So he would go to like a Mug and Bean.
No, it wasn't a Mug and Bean, it was a Woolworths cafe.
Sorry. Okay, one piece of advice you would give people in a new relationship.
Enjoy it. Communication is key, is probably the key saying, I would say. Just
yes.
Open communication is the key to any relationship, really. And I'm preaching that, but my communication skills are shocking. Yeah.
Mine would be that, like, if you have any issues in the beginning of your relationship, to, like, speak up on it and get things sorted, and don't ever let, like, if something bothers you, like, sweep it under the rug, because it will eventually just build up and create, like, a much bigger issue.
I think
often people, I don't know, like, the reason behind it, but I think people often think that if you like argue in a relationship, it's a bad thing, or like that means you shouldn't be in a relationship. But most relationships, if not all, you will have some sort of arguments, like in order to just like
having differing opinions. This is one thing I don't like about our generation, is that having differing opinions doesn't mean that you can't be friends, you can't be together. Doesn't mean you're going to war. You can have a respectful disagreement.
Yeah, like Chris and I will
take
often
emotions out of it and evaluate things objectively. The correct way, I guess.
Yeah, like we'll have conversations, whether it's to do with like politics or like anything, and we'll literally both disagree, and we'll say like we're happy to just like call it like a disagreement, like we disagree with that, and that's like okay.
I mean, that's like very rare cases. Most of the time, we'll literally speak it through very objectively and actually get to the bottom. Most of the time, like it just communication just leads to kind of better understanding.
Yeah,
at the end of the day.
But I do think a lot of people, when they have arguments, like if I have an argument, like this isn't the right
it's
relationship
over.
Or it's like doesn't work out, and then so I would say
I mean, there was one of Max's old mates, like I won't name her, but like she I think it was in the first like 3 months she had one fight and she completely lost it, saying like no, that's the end of the relationship, like I can't believe we actually started fighting like 3 months in.
Oh,
so the first 6 months is supposed to be like amazing.
No,
they're still together.
Yeah.
They're still an amazing couple. There you go.
Yeah, so that would be mine. And also because I just think often like the things in the beginning of the relationships that you like disagree or argue about, like they stay the same. Throughout.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you
mean?
So if you don't actually,
you read that the other day, didn't you?
Yeah.
It generally, I mean, the theme changes slightly, but it's along the same kind of core principle. So I mean, Max and I used to argue about me being lazy, and now I'm not like lazy in terms of physical stuff now, but I'm lazy in terms of closing my cupboard
doors.
And
we used to interrupt. I mean, we used to argue about me interrupting.
Yeah.
And
That hasn't changed.
I'm still interrupting.
It'll find its way back into kind of like arguments and stuff. It'll annoy you in different ways.
Yeah, but I think also you just learn to tolerate it. And that plays into what you were saying about people feeling they can't be friends with people if they have different opinions. A lot of people in our generation call themselves liberals, but then they completely undermine what liberalism is as a school of thought. Like, the core value that that drives liberalism is tolerance, and people don't understand that. They think that liberalism is about, like, human rights and all of that sort of stuff, and it's not.
Convenient tolerance.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it's also, I mean, I can go on about the concept of convenient truth and all that, but people often kind of, if they'll have some kind of minor disagreement, and that'll polarize the friendship completely.
Yeah.
Which I just think is completely wrong.
Yeah, I think it's okay to disagree.
To end it off, we're going to do like a this or that that Max and I do on, well, Max does, on our Instagram every week. If you don't follow our Instagram,
you're not doing life correctly.
Yeah.
Do yourself a favor and go and have a look.
At
GRWM
podcast. How do you not even know the podcast handle? I know it.
Chris, I'm going to give you two options, and you have to say which one you think Max would prefer.
Okay.
Gucci or Louis Vuitton?
Gucci.
Yes.
Okay, good. Coffee or matcha?
Coffee, easily.
100%.
Okay. Gold or silver jewelry?
Gold.
100%.
Wow. 3 for 3. Paris or Lake Como as a wedding destination?
Lake Como.
100%. Okay. 100%. Woo! Guys, stay tuned for
wedding 2022.
Okay, Maxine.
Oh my god, the pressure's on.
Ethereum or XRP?
XRP.
Yeah.
Whiskey or tequila?
I'm going to say whiskey.
Yeah.
But recently you've been drinking a lot of tequila.
Well, not because I'm drunk, though.
Yeah.
Collared shirts or t-shirts, just like as everyday attire?
Collared. You always want to wear a collared. You wear t-shirts, but you always love when you wear collared.
Yeah. I'm obsessed with like business and kind of
dressing.
Yeah.
I'm going to say collared.
Yeah. I quite enjoyed the dress up.
Okay. And Maldives or Bali as a holiday destination?
Maldives.
Oh, 100%.
Okay.
You're making me stress there.
No way.
And then I've got one last question for the two of you.
When's the baby?
No. Max is pregnant. Max is pregnant.
Thanks for telling me.
The Beamish baby 2022.
Yeah. That'd be so cute. So my Instagram feed has been literally telling me to have a kid for weeks now. My explore page. It's just like these adorable babies. Like
10,000 views and Max will have a baby.
Yeah.
Okay. So guys, don't let us down. I really want to be an auntie. Really, really.
I know we're a good long way away from that, but
we are looking to move in together.
That's one next year.
Okay.
Yeah.
We'll update you on that.
That's our plan for next year.
Yeah.
But no baby.
Max needs to get a job.
Oh my god,
I'm like,
if you do propose, you have to do it on the podcast. Sorry, I don't care if you don't want to. It's gonna have to happen that way.
We're gonna have to be recording a podcast. I'm sorry, I'm gonna have to turn that one down because I know exactly how Max wants to be proposed to, and that's not recording a podcast.
No, it's in Lake Como with a 19-carat rock on my hand that makes me...
And your nails kind of done. I know what your engagement
is. My nails done. I need to be stopped at customs because I cannot take over that rock back to South Africa. Yeah, and I'm not...
And as you can see, as a 22-year-old, the only carrot I can buy you is from the fresh produce store. I'm not going to be proposing anytime soon with my bank balance.
And I would just like to remind everyone that a couple episodes ago, Max said that gifts was not her love language. I think that's a good...
I'm not materialistic, quote.
I never said that. Yeah. I think that's a good place to end it on. Schofield Beamish baby, 2022 baby. They're moving in.
Oh my god, that's...
I'd like to extend this to your listeners to decide on what our couple name is, because it's either... Skomish?
No.
Or Beamfield?
Beanfield is like, it kind of sounds like you could have like a pro, like, you know, like Desperate Housewives, like that sounds like the type of surname there would be, or like the area they would.
It sounds super posh. I mean, Charles Beanfield. Yeah, Gomish just sounds like.
Gomish sounds like an infection that you would get from sleeping around.
Sounds like they need to develop a vaccine for Skomish.
Did you hear about that girl? She got Skomish. Fuck.
Yeah. Is it STD?
Yeah, that's what it sounds like. I didn't like Skomish. I'm sorry. It's not a thing.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's all I have for today.
Well, thanks for interviewing.
Thank you. Yeah. You've been such a good interviewer.
Guys.
Not really. I should
do
my
My
email is...
Hit me
if I can remember it.
No, yeah, this has been really
fun.
Can't
remember it.
Thanks for interviewing us. Thanks for having
both
of you.
I'm actually on this podcast, if you don't remember.
Yeah, I think Kate's actually...
You were the guest. I wasn't the guest.
Well, yeah, just a big thanks for actually bringing me on. This has been really fun.
Okay, so that wraps it up. Max, how did you enjoy the interview?
I thought it was good. I was really nervous for it, but it didn't start any fights. We remained very calm. I think my boyfriend was very nervous.
Yeah.
But no, you didn't. Everyone's peace and love here.
Yeah, peace, love, positive vibes. I'm not here to be a homewrecker or anything.
All bridges aren't burned. We're all good.
Hey. But we hope that you enjoyed that, and look out for the,
episode 2.
Yeah, the interview with myself and Brandon. I'm nervous.
I'm excited.
I think Max is maybe going to pull out a couple more.
Juicy questions.
Yeah, juicy questions.
Yeah. So stay tuned.
Stick around.
Make sure to like,
rate, subscribe,
and leave a review.
And follow our Instagram at GRWM Podcast.
Bye, guys.
Bye.